Get your Bibles, get your pad. I don't want no scripture on the board today. We're using our Bibles today. I don't need no scriptures behind me today. We're using our Bibles today. We had to be trained how to use our Bible. And that's the best thing ever happened to you, that Bible. Yeah, you got to be trained how to use it. Hallelujah. Hey, you know, I could have let them go on and on and on. Go on and on and on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, I receive. Good to see you. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah, I love you too, dog. I love you too. Hallelujah. I have so many daughters and sons. I'm just thankful. Sometimes I walk in my yard with both hands in the air. Thank God for the privilege of having stewardship. You're not an owner, you're just stewards, you know. Good people. I didn't hear y'all. Good people. See, like old Charles Mitchell, you're a good man. Been with me many years, him and Roy. They tore steeples off top of churches and everything. They've been here, them boys been here for me. I was thinking about them the other day. Thank God for them. Hallelujah. All the people who help you, you know. Thank God. I've had a lot of help along the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, remind you, you didn't get there by yourself. I had people undergirding helping you, you know. That's what I'm stirring them young boys up for, to help me, and them young girls helping me. I gotta bring something else in the rim. The Lord won't bring into the rim. That's why God sent you to this church. That boy named Valerie. That's why God sent you here. Sent you here to help me. He said, yeah, but some people say, I got some shortcomings. We all got shortcomings. Let's help each other. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's see now. Way I have to demonstrate. Son, come here. Demo, come here. Stand in front of this group here. Just stand in front of that group there. Tyler, I'm going to need to use you this morning. You come stand in front of this group here. I know you don't like to stand in front of people, but come on. Plumber, stand in front of this group here for a minute. Just stand in front of this group here. I think I need just three of y'all. I just need three. Glory to God. Now, gentlemen, just stand with me a moment. Y'all got Bibles? Get him a Bible, y'all. Find a Bible for him. Quick. I don't want to embarrass nobody. I ain't going to ask y'all to read nothing. But all y'all can read, though, right? Y'all going to help me minister this morning. What I want to deal with this morning, and I got these guys standing for reading. You'll find out in a few minutes. We're going to deal with real worship is the real deal. Sometimes we're dealing with something, but we don't have the real deal. And we got the real deal. And I got these three gentlemen sitting up here for a reason. Worship is a supernatural experience. Listen to me. But all do not partake of it. Because in order to take part of real worship, it takes the knowledge of God of who he really is. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. If you don't really know who God is, you cannot really worship him. Amen. Now, a lot of people in the church think they really know who God is, but God is beyond the Bible. He comes alive. The Bible can't tell you really who all God is. It gets you on a journey, you see. Worship, real worship, will stop our self-glory. You got to get rid of self-glory, you know. God bless you. I'm going to let y'all sit down in a few minutes, fella. God bless you, but that's self-glory. You can't worship God in self-glory. Got that? Real worship. Now, watch this now, because this is tremendous. I said it to you on one occasion, but real worship will remove you out of Satan territory. Satan can't come in the midst of worship. Worship locks Satan out. Are you hearing me? Real worship. That's why I got to teach you how to have real worship. It locks Satan out. And it brings forth God's glory, God's presence, and all that God is. Worship bring it forth. All that God is. And so the reason I got these three men standing up here, now, two going to have to be negative, one going to be positive. So I'm going to choose my cousin to be positive. No, cousin, look out for each other, you know. Me and Plum are tight, but we just ain't. You know, he can handle it. I know I'm just best with it. And I'm going to give you three sets of scripture. I'm going to let these guys sit down, but I'm going to give you three sets of scripture. Real worship represents intimacy. I'm going to give you a scripture for that. In other words, close to God. Draw a person who's walking with God. That's intimacy. That person is in contact with God on a spur of the moment. Intimacy. But there's two negative. And in the body of Christ, very little of this is happening. Intimacy worship, because we've got a lot of emotion. We've got a lot of noise. We got a lot of stuff, but really that intimacy worship, it changes you. If you ain't changing, you're not worshiping. If your life not changing, you're not worshiping. You can't go in the presence of God and stay the same. So, you know, they got an old saying, and when we start teaching on finance, fake it till you make it. We can't fake. You can't fake worship. So intimacy, you got that word? And then I'm going to show you in the scripture, imitations of worship. It's not real worship, it's just an imitation. You see, imitation will let him be the imitation of worship. Imitation. So you got intimacy here. I'm going to show you the scripture. You got imitation there. And over here you got ignorantly worshiping. Don't even know who you're worshiping. And I'm going to show you all three of those things. I don't know, it seemed like the Holy Ghost that I put these men up here so you can see these three different. I want you to know it's three different parts that I'm going to deal with this morning. I won't get far, but I want to deal with it for a few moments. All right? Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. I'm not going to push you no more. I thought I'd let y'all read the scriptures, but I'm not going to do it because y'all might get the fumbling around here. The intimacy is based on the conversation that John chapter 4, the conversation that Jesus had with the woman at the well. I think he explained the master worshiper teaches a sinner how to worship. You got to save. But if we can get a revelation in the church of this type of worship, this type of honor, this type of respect, this type of reverence toward God, not just lifting our hands, but actually our hearts are involved. And so Jesus thoroughly taught that woman, and I want to read that, and I want you to footnote, this is the intimacy of worship. This is the real worship. This is the real deal. Maybe I need to take the negative deal first, and we'll come back to the real deal. Let's go to the imitation of worship in Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, two verses I want to look at. Jesus was dealing with some people who call themselves worshiping, and it was just an imitation, and the Lord knew the real deal. How many want the real deal? Yes, sir. The real deal bring manifestation in the goodness of God. I'm going to add on the 7th verse to Matthew 15:7. I'm going to add the 7th verse on because we need to see it. You can't be hypocritical and be a worshiper of God. You got to be real yourself. You see what I'm saying? Hypocrites can't worship God. Hypocrites live on both sides of the street. One day they're praising God, the next day they're praising the devil. So Jesus said here, you hypocrites, verse 7, well did Isaiah prophesy to you, saying, I don't know what Isaiah prophesied. Verse 8. This people draw nigh unto me with their what?
Mouth.
This people draw nigh to me with their mouth. Now here's a word the Lord sent me. God know the difference. How many believe God know the difference? See, God know when people just drawing nigh to him with their mouth trying to get something. Do you really love me? See, I like what Romans 5:5 says. Yes, turn there a minute. Put your foot. Yes, put Romans 5:5. Y'all let me teach a little bit this morning.
Yes,
Romans 5:5. And hope maketh not ashamed.
Yes.
Because the love of God had been shed abroad in our hearts. By who?
By the Holy
That's a particular kind of love. See, by who?
By the
See, this not a regular love. This not no puppy love. This not no love come out of the book. This is a love, this is a divine encounter with God. It putting you in a position that you can love him back.
Yes, sir.
So everybody under the sound of my voice, the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
So you're a lover.
Yes, sir.
I love him.
Yes, sir.
Do you really love him?
Yes, sir.
If you love him, you're going to worship him.
Yes,
go back to the text now in Matthew. Because we've got to make sure we're not here. These people draw nigh me with their mouth. Look what he said next. And honors me. Now, we're dealing with this imitation worshipers now.
Yes,
the imitating worship, not real worship. And honor me with what?
Yes.
What did he say next?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. My goodness, I didn't know the Lord knew that. I didn't know the Lord. I thought you just talk to him and just praise your hand him, tell him how much you love him, and I thought you can get by with that. But here's mouth and lip worship. And then he says, and their heart, he didn't say it's a little, he says, how did what?
Far away from me.
Wow. So you need your mouth, your lips, and your heart to really worship God. That's what he's saying. But he said in the ninth verse, there's an indictment in the ninth verse.
Uh-huh.
It's all in vain. He says, but in vain they do worship me, teaching, watch it, for a doctrine, the commandment of men.
Right.
In other words, they don't want true Holy Ghost correction.
Right.
People get upset, they get satisfied in the position you are. Do you know we all growing? Do you know we all got to develop? Do you know we all have shortcomings? Do you know there's more to God than we know?
Right.
Do you know God is every day telling us something to improve our lives,
yes,
to bring us closer to him?
Yes.
We can't get upset.
Nope. Hallelujah. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Because of your pet ways.
Uh-huh.
So you see, all this movement is not moving God just because you got your hand up, just because you said hallelujah. It's not moving God because the Bible said God checked the heart. Men look on the outward appearance, but the Bible said, God, look at what? At what's in your heart this morning about God? Why can't you praise him? Why can't you come on Wednesday night? Why can't you come to prayer meeting? Why can't you? What? He's a secondhand person in your life. You see what I'm saying? I got to tell you, I'm your pastor. Something wrong with you if you just come on Sunday. Something wrong with your relationship with God. You're not really walking with God. You don't love God. I mean, you don't have enough respect for God to know that God might say something to you any moment, and he has sent somebody to you and the person there and you're not there.
Wow.
See, we're just checking your heart out.
Yeah.
I hear some of your heart now, boop, boop. Why you went there? Because it explained to me that you're really not pure in heart. You're really not letting that love function in you. You are running God like you want to run him. See, I believe as a pastor, this church should be just as full Wednesday as it is now, Leroy. I really believe that. But you know, through tradition, they have not. They do, you know, people say, we just can't go that much. Two times. So when you become a true worshiper, you'll be there. So I'm calling all of y'all who are not full 100%, y'all not true worshipers. I'm calling it to you in your face. And I know who you are. You don't truly love God. You have not found out who God really is yet because you got some of the stuff that God gave you ahead of God. We can't do that no more here. See, because the days are getting where you have to, may the Holy Spirit bring conviction on your heart, not get in your head, and then you become rebellious and resisting be stiff-necked and resist the Holy Ghost. No. Let's make the change. Talk to the person next to you. Let's make the change. Just tell them, let's make the change. You got time. Tell them you got time. God's been good to you. I mean, how long I stay ahead? About 1 hour on Wednesday? At least. About 1 hour. About 1 hour. About 1 hour. And then, you know, so I'm just trying to show you where you're at or where you are or whatever kind of English you want to use. You know what I'm talking about. Let's talk street talk. You know what I'm talking about. Now, let's go to the 17th chapter of Acts, and then there are people who are worshiping God ignorantly. If you don't know who he is, my God, ignorant worship. Now, the Bible says, don't get high with me, ignorant worship. I'm going to read one verse because I got a lot of territory to cover in these 45 minutes. In Acts chapter 17, not Apostle Paul is the minister here, verse 23 though. For as I passed by and beheld your what? Devotion. Devotion is plural there. Devotions. All of it. I found an altar with this inscription. Who with me? Who with me in the Bible now? What is it saying next? Some reason they got that in my Bible real big. That in your Bible too? To the unknown God, whom therefore you worship. But he said you ignorantly worship God.
Yes, sir.
You really don't know what God can do for you if you worship him right.
That's right.
Because he's an unknown God. See, Jesus now in our text, go back to John 4. Jesus explained to us how we have to worship God. You can't worship God. You can't imitate worshiping God because he know it. You can't worship God ignorantly, so you have to have somebody to help you worship God. Who you believe can help us worship God? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the greater worshiper there ever is. And he helps us worship God. He give us a worshiping anointing. Write that down. I need an anointing to worship God. God sent you here for a reason. Today is your day. I don't even know you, man. But God sent you here for a reason. And you're going to hear what you need to hear today. And it's going to revolutionize your life. And the things that are against you, you're going to win. You're going to win. All right. You're going to win. I don't know the lady. I don't know the lady. When I saw her walking, the Lord said, the Lord started stirring my heart. And through the gifts of the Spirit, through a word of knowledge, there's a supernatural revelation in the fact of the mind of God. That's something that God's trying to get to you. And you're going to have to position yourself for him to get it to you. And you're positioning yourself this morning. All right? Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in our text, where Jesus, the master teacher, teaches us about worship, I gave you 10 things he talked about. You remember? Yes, I'm not going to give them to you this morning because I don't have time to go over those 10 things. I have some other things the Spirit of God want me to say to you. But notice, I want to read it out. This woman was a sinner woman. She had 5 different husbands. She wasn't married to none of them. And she got tied up with Jesus. And Jesus began to read her mail. And the gifts of the Spirit was operating. Jesus had a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom riding piggyback. He knew what she was doing, and he knew what she was going to do if she didn't get straight. All right? And sometimes people don't like them gifts, boy, they get out the line, you know. John 4:19. You got some people get out the line. Say, man, no, get out. I don't say, man, your husband's going to die in 30 days. He ain't home watching the children. He in the bed with the neighbor's wife. Everybody got out of line, Joe. Had people all around the church. Everybody, where my seat was? I don't feel, I'm healed. I don't need no ministry until today. I'll just live with it. Verse 19, come on, 4:19. Yes, sir. You know, the woman is a Samaritan woman. But the woman said to him, sir, Jesus had ministered to her so much, now she'd come to the conclusion, you're a prophet. Yes, sir. And then she go to talk about where to worship, places to worship. See, we're not talking about places per se, even though this is a house of worship, but you can worship God in your car, at home, anywhere, you know that, on the job, anywhere, yeah. So he says, our father worship, I'm in the 20th verse, you ready? I'm going to read now, you ready? Our father worship in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. We're not talking about the place now. Jesus said, now, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain, the place don't make no difference, nor yet in Jerusalem, Jerusalem don't make no difference, worship who? The Father. Ye worship, you know not what. See, she didn't know what. We know what we worship for salvation of the Jews. Then he said in his 23rd and 24th verse, the hour comes and now is when the true worshipers, you might underline true worshipers because we just saw 2 false ones, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. And then verse 24 says what? And I tried to help you along that line. Let me help you again quickly because I'm going to start giving you some of the things that God has spoken to me. But a footnote here is John 16:13. John 16:13 will improve your walk with God, will improve your worship. See, to truly worship him, the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Spirit, will have to help you. Amen. Do you get it? You get it? See, John 16:13 fit in with John 4:23-24. Yeah. I got anybody here with me?
Yes.
Now, it is so crucial. Listen to me. Look at me. It is so crucial you become established in real worship because pretenders are an offense in the realm of the Spirit. It's an offense. And so, Word of Life Christian Center, you who are here, my job is to teach you not just with the letter, but by the Spirit, so you will have a combination of the two that you would not have to even think about you offending God, because you know who he really is and you know he deserves your praise.
Absolutely.
I know he deserves my praise. Huh?
Yes, sir.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Real worship, talking about the real deal now, provokes the supernatural to act on behalf of the worship, of the worshiper. I said real worship. I mean, you're in a position now. You remember that woman we had in the 15th chapter? She was in the 15th chapter of Matthew where she had a daughter victim of the spirit and
yes,
trying to get a hold of Jesus, and Jesus didn't act like they wasn't paying her no attention. And all of a sudden in 15:25, she started worshiping him. She provoked. Real worship provoked the supernatural to act on the behalf of the worshiper. You still here? Based on what Jesus is teaching us, and we're talking about real worship is the real deal, Real worship releases God's presence in his glory. Wow. Now what happened when that happened? When worship releases God's presence in his glory. You listening? Yes, unknown and unseen power is released to make a divine difference.
Thank you, Father.
Unknown and unseen power when is released to make a divine difference. In other words, things start changing and you can't explain it. Things start getting better, but you can't explain it. But you can't stay in the presence of God and things don't get better. You can't worship God with your whole heart and life stay the same. God, listen to me, this is what the Spirit of God. God always will do supernatural divine things for real worship. When you worship God, God puts your life on display. I heard this, and I believe this. You listening? It is recorded in the Word of God that true worshipers are never defeated. And the footnote there is, nothing can stop this mighty moving force. Nothing. When you worship, listen, let me give it back to you. It's recorded in the Word of God that true worshipers never are defeated. Why? Nothing can stop this mighty moving force. See, we're talking about real worship in spirit and truth, you see. Turn this, I think it's 1 Chronicle 29. I'll make a statement, then we're going to look at a verse here. 1 Chronicles 29, Old Testament. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! If you're in something today that you don't want to be in, worship your way out. I've heard of the story of the man the doctor had given up and told him he wasn't going to make it, give him so many days to live. And what he did is he left and went out in a pasture under a tree by himself. And he had a talk with God. And he told God, he said, I'm dying, but I'm just going to worship. I'm going to die worshiping. He said, I'm going to worship and praise you until I die. And he got to worshiping and praising God and couldn't die. Yeah, he got out, he was out there by. He said, if I don't come back, but I'm going to die praising him. I'm going to die worshiping. So now that's an extreme truth. That happened. But just think about what you're dealing with. I said, I'm going to get a breakthrough here. I'm going to get a breakthrough here. I'm going to worship you till I get a breakthrough. Worship carries a breakthrough anointing. If you stay there long enough, you can't stay in the presence of God a long period of time in the right attitude and God does not do something supernatural. Some of your prayers need worship. Some of the scriptures you read need worship on them. You follow? All right. Let's follow this. Let's follow this because I'm going to make a statement. Worshippers cannot have a reverence for God and do not have a revelation of God's greatness. See, a revelation of God's greatness is what put the reverence in you to recognize he deserves your worship. But if you don't know his greatness, you're not going to have the reverence enough to worship. You see, it takes reverence to worship God. It takes honor to worship God. You need to know I need him more than he need me. You need to know he's the senior person. I need to let him know that I know that he's the one. That's how you run with nobody behind you. Dance when no music is playing. Sing when you don't have a melody, boy. Just, you know, because you just know it's God, man. So, and this is amazing what God showed me here, and we're going to read that scripture. This is amazing. When he said, worshiper cannot have a reverence of God that do not have a revelation of God's greatness, all right? They don't have a revelation of God's greatness, all right? And then we're going to read scripture that tells us about his greatness, but he said to me, this is a footnote. He says, when true worship is understood, the kingdom, the power, and the glory is holding hands. Do you understand that? The kingdom, God's kingdom, God's power, and God's glory is holding hands when someone worship God. Saying, what do you want me to do for them? What do you need? I can handle it. You know he can handle it, right? So I don't want nobody in here worrying about nothing. You ain't got to be worried about nothing. He can handle that. Hey, what you dealing with? He can handle that. That's why I like who I work for, you see. I ain't got to go ask no question. I said, you mean that all in this, all these seats right here, you don't know, I don't know what all y'all dealing with, but he told me to tell you,
yes.
He can handle that. God, dog. Boy, isn't that sweet? Is that sweet? He can, over here too. All on there. All across by the wall there. Oh, yes. Yes, he told me to tell you, he can handle that. And everybody don't have to know your business. He can handle that. You see? No matter what it is, he can handle it. Tell somebody he can handle it. He can handle it. Tell him, say, I command you to stop worrying. Turn it over to him. He can handle it. He can handle it. He can handle it. I said, he can handle it. You believe that, Gene? He can handle it. Don't fret yourself, not because of evildoers. They'll soon be cut off. Let's give God the glory up in here. The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in all his way. Give God some glory. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Give God the glory. All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. Give God the glory. If God is for me, who can be against me? Give God the glory. No weapon. I said no weapon formed against me should prosper. Give God the glory. Woo. Woo. Sit down a minute. Let me try to finish here. I got to close in a minute. Sit down a minute. Glory, 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 glory. Thank God I don't have nothing to worry about. I came to church and lost all my worry. I trust God. How many of y'all trust God? I feel the Holy Ghost. I trust God. I don't have a thing to worry about. Worrying no more. God can handle this. We run all worry out this house today.
Yes, sir. My God, my God.
Break. break all worry and bones up in here. God can handle it. How you believe you got something going on God can't handle? Where you from? How can the devil put something in your life that God can't handle? He can handle it. Tell somebody else he can handle it, because I don't want nobody to leave you with no heart trouble, worried about it. He can handle it.
Yes, sir.
My. I'm going to have to say it. Your first marriage didn't work. God going to give you another one. I got to say what the Lord told me to say. Get ready for God. God don't want a good man. He don't want a good man single. He want him to have a wife, God dog. I get bold up in here. Get ready, she on the way, God dog. I need you to be away. I can't have you worrying about everything, all that stuff. Just give, because God will take care of it. Everybody getting out the line now. First Chronicle 29. Let's look at these verses so we'll know something about him. Sometimes you get some touchy things in the church. You touch it, cause you're passing more than one person. You see, but man, when I'm gonna obey God. I got by John. I got some signals that God said, tell him if one don't work, I'm gonna give him another one. Shoot, I ain't losing my job. I tell you what God told me to tell you too. Up in here. All right, come on, 10th verse quickly. Wherefore David blessed the Lord. You in 1 Chronicle 29? You're in the wrong chapter if you're not there. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. David said, blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all that is in the heaven and in the earth. How can I worry? It's thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou exalted at the head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. You say, but who am I, and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own hand we give unto thee. And it go on and on and on and on and on. When the redeemed bring forth worship, you heard that? Hey, y'all heard that over there? Because I'm about to say something. I'm about to say something in here that's going to change your life. When the redeemed, how many redeemed I have in here? Thank God for his redeeming grace. Say it.
Thank God for his redeeming grace.
I was a sinner.
But
his redeeming grace saved me. I'm now
made
the righteousness of God
in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. When the redeemed bring forth worship, the blood of Jesus is released in every situation. You heard that? Who coding you, girl? You got somebody coding you? Huh? These boys, blind as a bat. Pretty is the prettiest little black girl I ever seen in my life. And she said, no, none of y'all stupid boys caught me. Shh. What are y'all doing? Y'all put that basketball down. In my day, girl, you wouldn't have stood a chance. What you laughing at, John? You too? I remember because my wife was the same little black girl, this pretty, little pretty black girl I saw in the gym. I said, who is that boy? She said, her name Carol. And I said, who Noah? She said, Diane Noah. I got Diane with my cousin. I said, I'm going to call Diane. I got tight with Diane. I said, all right, Diane, take this letter, 10 pages. No name. I ain't signed my name. Just a lot of trash, you know. Then the next week, I give her 10 pages more. I said, take it to her. Then I found out her brother was in the same class as me. And I said, come go with me. I took him to the ice cream stand. I said, take her this malt, this hamburger. Don't tell her where it come from. Just take it to her. These boys, you're blind as a bat. I got to get back to my message. Charles, I'm with these young boys. They're blind as a bat. Come on, I can't find nobody. Then the girl, I done trained the girl. The girl trained. I just wore clothes. I think it's me and Charles had a conversation with them. What's the matter with these young boys? They don't see. Then they got some mature, nice-looking women in here. Ready, already trained. Jesus. Oh, Lord, y'all pray for me. When the redeemed, now watch this, when the redeemed bring forth worship, the blood of Jesus is released on every situation. And the footnote here is from the scripture, when I see the blood. So worship brings the blood up on the screen. Worship makes Satan pass over your house. Satan can't stop where somebody worshiping God. Why? When you worship God in spirit and truth, Satan sees the blood. Oh, y'all ain't getting it, man. Y'all ain't getting it. See, that's revelation there, you see. I never heard that before. See, when I worship God in spirit and truth, everything that pertains to the blood is released over me. When you worship God in spirit and truth, not the imitator, not ignorantly, but in spirit and truth, here what's happening. Burdens are removed, yokes are destroyed, and foundations are built in the spirit realm. Burdens are removed, yokes are destroyed, and foundations are built in the spirit realm. Footnotes. And the anointing becomes so real. When you worship God, the anointing, the Holy Spirit, the things of God become so real that burdens, yokes begin to be destroyed and burdens begin to be removed and a foundation start coming under your feet. And you know that I shall not be moved. 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 It seemed like when you worship God, anchors drop.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
I'm about to close here. I'm about to close here. I'm about to close. I'm going to have to close here. I'll give you one more. When you worship God in spirit and truth, listen to me. Restoration of spiritual connection cometh forth like rivers of living water. Footnote. The sap began to run through the vine. When you worship God, that divine sap that make you a fruitful branch begin to flow through that vine, headed to you as a branch. And it's a restoration of spiritual character, spiritual connection, comes forth like rivers of living water. We'll take up next Sunday. Last stand, I want to give you this word of prophecy. Let me prophesy. And I think within this prophecy, you're going to, they run the revelation, give them, that's a vocal gift, prophecy. But the Lord reminded me, he said, a lot of time it's not just prophecy. You're putting forth a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom. So you listen at it, what God gave me while I was studying for this. I will bring you to your remembrance what you need to know. I will show you how you need to flow. You're about to enter into places you have thought you couldn't go. My hand is about to bring forth my plan in your life to expand. Get ready to move in dimensions of my spirit that you have not been to before. You're making tracks in the spirit realm that many can see their way and follow. Make strong demand on my power at this hour. I will come through for you and all those that follow. This is the kingdom fine as ours. You will move and you will shout because of your faithfulness and obedience will give me the privilege to work it all out. Time is delivered to me. My grace is delivered to thee. When my time and my grace meet in one's life, it releases the forces of eternity. When protesters meet the investors, only one win. You are my investment in this world to bring my will before men, that men may see things my way and never be defeated another day. The deformed foundation of the foolish will fall away. Now, on Friday morning in prayer, I had another word came to me. Many will be shocked of the flow your life is about to take. You will be flooded with my presence. You will be flooded with my praise. And you will be flooded with my provisions. Then the Spirit of God said, wait a minute. And you will flood your heart with my word. Therefore, you will be full of faith. And you will worship me in spirit and in truth. And you will be full of power. And floods of my goodness is about to take you over. And floods of my goodness, lift your hand and pray it, God. And floods of my goodness is about to take you over. Hey. If you hear me, I'm going to make it so real to you. Moments, there come moments you cannot even explain yourself. My presence, my anointing rests before thee, says the Lord. And things are about to change in your life like never before. Many will think it's extreme, the things that are going to happen in your life, but it's not extreme. It's only my interest. Did not I say to you that the entrance of my word giveth light You're going to have understanding and wisdom that you've never seen before. Therefore, having that understanding, having that wisdom, you're going to move in places you've never been before. And many are going to come to Christ because of your life. You're not going to even have to talk to them. They're just going to see your life and have a desire to walk with Christ. So listen up. Listen up. Changes are about to be made in your life. Things that have been holding you back is about to be removed, saith the Lord. And I'm about to put my imprint on you, my mark on you, that you can be a transitional person in this hour in the church. So yield to my spirit, yield to my word, yield to my truth, and see how I'll work it out for you. Good God Almighty. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now you see, I've been holding back some years. Time has come now for me to let the Spirit do exactly what he wants to do. I was in a time of teaching you. And I've taught you many things by the grace of God. Amen. But now it's time to go into a deeper dimension, not just teaching, but flowing. Flowing in the Holy Ghost. Following the Spirit. Listening to the Spirit. Doing what the Spirit say do. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You see, these transitions are going to have to be made. You know, it just can't be the teaching of the word. You're going to have to be the flowing of the Spirit. The gifts, the fruits, the ministry gifts are going to have to begin to function in full blast in order for these last days, because everything evil is going to start functioning in full blast. Evil is functioning in full blast. I saw an advertisement. You see, these preachers made a misstep on television now, talking about the reality show for preachers showing Bentleys and houses and stuff. We're supposed to be preaching the gospel. Maybe we'll be showing no Bentleys and no houses. And now I saw a commercial on TV. They said there's a reality show for churches now. If your pastor, a charismatic pastor, and your church is a charismatic church, they said.